Give it all today, so give it all.
How many want God's vision for your life? Let me ask that again. How many want God's vision for your life? That's a good thing. Yeah, we want God's vision for our life. We know that God's vision for our life, according to Scripture, we see a plan that He's laid out in Scripture that's very consistent with these things, that says that God basically wants to see us saved, healed, set free, discipled, equipped, empowered, and serving. We've already talked about saved, healed, set free, discipled, and equipped. Today we're going to talk about empowered. We're going to talk about the thing, are you empowered? Are you empowered? Many people have given me the compliment over my life as a pastor. I don't get a lot of compliments, but the ones I do get, I've been this very thing. As a pastor, you're a very empowering person. You're a very empowering leader. I believe in empowering our leaders to do their job, and we put people in positions and allow them to go forward, and we give them support, and we want to help equip them the best we can, but we empower people to do their job and make decisions about their ministry, and it in return causes a crown of fruit. How many's ever had a job that you were hired to do but wasn't empowered to do? That's a very frustrating thing, isn't it? Someone hires you to do a job and they put you in charge of something, but you can't make any of the day-to-day decisions. You can't make any decisions that affect the overall bottom dollar or the overall morale of the crew, but yet you're in charge and responsible for everything that happens. That's a very frustrating thing, isn't it? But when you work for someone who empowers you, not only gives you a title, but gives you, empowers you to make decisions at what's best for that crew, what's best for that company, what's best for that particular area of your business. You see fruit that happens. It's a business principle. Not only is it a business principle, but it's also a spiritual principle that God wants to empower us. He wants to empower us with His Holy Spirit to live out to the fullest everything that He has for our life. Many of us here, we're living life short of what God really has for us. It's because we're not empowered by the Holy Spirit in our life. So we're going to talk about this. So how can you be empowered? First of all, number one, you got to receive Jesus. It starts right there. You receive Jesus. John 1:12 talks about power. It says that many as received Him, talking about Jesus, to them that He gave what? He power to become sons of God. I love the song that we sing that says, Sons and Daughters of the King. It's one of my favorite worship songs that we sing in our church. And I love that because it really talks about our position in the kingdom of God as sons and daughters. But do you realize that God wants to give you power to operate as sons and daughters? There's a power that He's wanting to give to you and I to operate as sons and daughters of the King. It's just not a title He wants to give us, but He wants to empower us to live as well. But you have to receive His power. You got to receive Jesus. It's not enough just to believe in Jesus. You got to receive Jesus. You got to receive the power that Jesus brings to you. We see this, that Jesus has all power over all the world. We know this to be true. We believe that God has all power, but He doesn't give you and I power until we receive Him. He has all power, and then once we receive Him, then He empowers us. It's like in your marriage. When you receive your spouse, you have to empower them to be all that God wants them to be in their life. If you have a spouse that you're constantly keeping your thumb on and not speaking life into them, if you're not supporting them, if you're not letting them go, man, when you first get married, let them go. They got to be empowered. That kitchen is theirs, right? And that house is theirs to decorate it. To be who they want to be. We got to empower people. But when you keep your thumb, you got to empower your husband to be everything that God wants them to be. You got to release them, empower them. If you don't, we have conflict in marriage. I mean, people who are living short-changed, who live very upset in their marriage because they're not being empowered to love correctly, to give all the gifts they have. You've got to empower people. Same thing as this week I had lunch with a couple of pastors. There was three pastors at the table, and we're having lunch, and we all decided to fight over the check. And, everybody wanted to pay, and I'm going behind saying, telling the waiter when they're not there, hey, I want to pay. Make sure you get, these guys are going to ask for it later, but make sure you give me the check. And sure enough, we all started fighting over the check and who was going to pay. It became a pretty good brawl. We almost had to break it out right there. You know, some of you like, I wish I had that problem. You know, some of you, where do you go, Pastor D? We want to make sure to follow you. We want to go there. And, you know, but there's something about trying to pay and we have a hard time paying. But finally, two people had to concede, didn't they? Two people had to submit their will in order to receive what was going to be given. Two people had to submit and say, all right, I'll allow this guy to pay for my meal. It was a very hard thing. You know why it's hard? Because I can tell you, I really fall into this position that it's really easy for many people to give gifts. It really is. It's really easy to give gifts, but a lot of us have a hard time receiving gifts. A lot of us have a hard time receiving gifts. And you know why that is? And I put myself right in this category. It's because we have to give up control when you receive a gift. And we like to be in control, don't we? A lot of us are control freaks. We like to be in control. And so when you receive a gift, you've got to give up control to receive that gift. It's like at Christmas time. You know, you receive that gift and nobody else wants. I remember when I was a kid, I got this bottle of Avon cologne. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we were really big givers in our family. But we had a bottle of Avon cologne that one of my, you know, aunts or uncles or cousins, someone passed on to me. I think I had an aunt that sold Avon, so we got Avon every year, you know. So she must have been at that age where I really, really needed something. So she gave me some cologne, and it was the worst smelling stuff you'd ever seen in your life, smelled in your life. It was horrible, horrible. I wouldn't even use it to put it in my lawnmower, you know, to put oil. It was horrible stuff. And so I remember it sitting on my shelf for a year, and then the next Christmas I re-gifted it and gave it to somebody else. This is a true story. For like 3 or 4 years, that thing got passed around from cousins, like family members, and nobody wanted that stuff. Then it became finally a running joke. Who's going to get this thing? You know why? It's easy to receive. It's hard to receive gifts because you don't know what you're going to get. You know, you just don't know. It's a lot easier to say, I'm giving the good gift, and I want to be the blessing, but to receive it, it really takes submission in our life. And we got to learn to submit to receive. I'm giving control. Which brings us to our second point, is we got to receive the Holy Spirit. Not only do we receive Jesus, but we must receive the Holy Spirit to be empowered in your life. Look what Acts 1:8 says. But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You shall what? Receive what? Power. We shall receive what? Power. Come on, say it. Say power. This is something about that word. I like to say it like that. Power. You know, there's something about receiving power. It says we shall receive power to be what? To be His witness. Let me say this to you. If you have a problem in your life with witnessing, you say, I just don't feel like I'm bold enough to witness at my job, at my school, in my circle of friends, my family. I just don't feel like I'm bold enough to really witness the way I should. I say it's probably because you're not walking in the Holy Spirit. Because when you're walking in the Holy Spirit makes you bold. It gives you power to be the witness you should be. Let me flip that around the other side now. Some of you here, you're a witness, all right, but you're just a wrong witness. Oh, yeah, that hurt, didn't it? You know, some of us here, we don't have a problem witnessing. It's just we are a wrong witness. We don't walk the walk. You know what I'm talking about? We wear the T-shirt, but we don't mean it. He's preaching now. You know what I'm talking about. That's why we don't have shirts walking around and say Destiny Church on them. Because, you know, some of you be in Walmart parking lot flipping somebody off and they cut you off. You know what I'm talking about. You're number one. Come to Destiny. Hallelujah. So, you know, it frustrates me to no end when I see someone wearing a Christian T-shirt, but yet their actions are so not a good witness at all. And so this little word, if you're going to wear the T-shirt, at least be a good witness, okay? All right. But today, the reason why we have a hard time being the witness we should is because we're not walking and yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. Because those who are yielding to the Holy Spirit, they become His witness. People look at you. Not you don't make a mistake, but when you do make a mistake, you'll go to that person and see, you know what? The Holy Spirit's going to say, you kind of blew it there. Go back and apologize. And you're like, all right. And you go back to that person. You know what? I blew up on you all ago. And I'm not saying that, you know, you were right and I was wrong. I'm just telling you I was wrong for the way I handled it. And so I go to them and I apologize. And I look at you and say, you know what? I took a pretty bold person to come back and say you was wrong. There must be something real about you. There must be something really going on. You're not just saying you're a Christian, but you're acting like a Christian now. So you become the witness that God is wanting you to be in your life. It's a thing that the Holy Spirit is convicting you as you live your life. To be the witness that God's calling you to be. He only gives you boldness, but He convicts you that you can live your life to be the witness that He wants us to be. Well, we got to receive the power. It says we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what this verse says. They received what? Received it. We talked about this a few weeks ago with Noah. Remember in the ark when I said that he had to reach out and bring the dove in? We know the dove was symbolic of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. They had to reach out and invite and bring the dove in. Same here. If you want the Holy Spirit, you got to reach out, submit your life, and say, I want the Holy Spirit to come in my life. I got to receive the Holy Spirit. Just as I received Jesus, I got to open up my life and say, I want to receive the Holy Spirit to operate in my life. It's a thing of submission. I submit my will. I receive my will. But the problem is this, that many of us here were really afraid of the Holy Spirit. And we can see, let's read some scriptures about the Holy Spirit here. I love some of these verses. Acts 8:14. What it says in Acts 8:14. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive what? The Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. They received it. You must receive it. You must receive it. Acts 19:1, look what it says. While Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And so they said to him, we have not as much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Now some of you here, you can relate to this verse, because maybe you've been raised, and maybe you've never been raised in church at all. Some of you here, maybe you was raised in a church where they just didn't talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was wrong, or there's something to be afraid of, or something that you just don't talk or teach about. Let me just tell you up front that there's nothing to be afraid of when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Let me say, there's nothing to be afraid of when it comes to the Holy Spirit in our life. He is wanting to operate, and it's one of the biggest lies that Satan has entered the church is that we cut off the meaning of the Holy Spirit in our life. We have put it aside as something that's either not relevant to us or we're afraid of something that's really freaky going to happen. And so we have a hard time understanding it. And so we just stay away from the operation of the Holy Spirit. But you must submit your will to the Holy Spirit. And He is wanting us today to receive the power and walk into the power of the Holy Spirit. It is for today. Just as it was in the book of Acts, it is still for today. The power of the Holy Spirit for today's church. But we've been afraid of. We're afraid that, you know, Pastor, what's going to happen if I receive the Holy Spirit? If I submit my will to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon me and I'm going to be in Walmart and I'm going to go in a trance and I'm going to grab the microphone and I'm going to start speaking in tongues in the microphone and I'm going to freak out everybody. That makes about as much sense as me saying I'm going to walk by the offering plate and when I do, money's going to jump out of my pocket and fall into the offering plate and I'm going to say, wow, I've got the gift of giving, you know. It makes no sense, does it? I know I've got to submit my will. I've got to actually take it out and give and say, God, I want to operate in the gift of giving. It's the same with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, listen, the gift of tongues is just not going to come upon you and freak you out in the middle of Walmart, okay? You have to submit to that. It operates to that. And many of you here, you're saying, Pastor, you're talking about tongues. I just don't know what to believe. Let me tell you, I'm really excited to tell you, after the first year we're going to be teaching, I'm going to do a long teaching on the Holy Spirit. I did it a couple years ago here. It was a very fruitful time, and I can't wait to spend about 7 or 8 weeks talking about the role of the Holy Spirit in our life. And we're going to go into depth about speaking in tongues and what that actually means and what's its role. Is it actually relevant to our life today, and what's the role? Let me say this. You don't have to be afraid of the Holy Spirit, okay? I want to make that very clear. You don't have to be afraid of the Holy Spirit. It's for our life to empower us. It's for us to equip us to be the witness that God has called us to be. And nothing's going to come upon you if you don't submit yourself to. But what's awesome is as you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, there's lots of gifts. Just not speaking in tongues, but there's lots of gifts that go along with the operation of the Holy Spirit. And as you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, you're going to begin to operate in a new level of these gifts. It's an awesome thing. But it first starts with submission and saying, I want to receive the Holy Spirit in my life. I've got to receive it. I've got to submit to it. Let's bring me to the third point. Not only do you receive Jesus, not only do you receive the Holy Spirit, but you got to receive the spiritual authority. When you're empowered, you receive the spiritual authority. We must be under authority to walk in authority. Let me say it one more time to you. We must be under authority to walk in authority. It simply means this. If this represents God's authority, as a Christian, I must walk under God's authority to walk in authority. But many of us, we live our life like this, when we walk around just like this. I mean, how silly is this if we walk around in the rain like this, you know? Hey, it's raining. I got my umbrella. And you're getting drenched, you know. Order for it to work, you got to be under, right? The same way God has given us, the church, the Christian, He has given us spiritual authority to walk in. But it only comes when I submit myself to God's authority in my life. It only comes when I submit to the authority that God has placed over my life. I've got to submit to God. God, I'm submitting to you. I receive your Son, Jesus. I submit my life to you. God, I receive the power of your Holy Spirit. I'm submitting my life to the power of the Holy Spirit. When I do that, I have the power to walk along and say, you know what? Hey, Satan, get your hands off my children. Get your hands off my marriage. Get your hands off my finances. I can chase out spirits that are trying to come against me and my family. But when I leave the authority out here, I can say, Satan, get away from me. And he's going to go, huh, what? Dude, I don't have to obey you. He's like, what? Who said what? Okay, yeah. All the authority is right. All the authority is in my submission to God's authority. Because when I submit to God's authority, I am walking in authority. I can't walk in without it. I've got to submit to God's authority in my life. And His authority, He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit. I've got to submit to the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. What is it saying? I love the story of the Roman centurion. He came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, I have a servant. He's one of my closest friends. I really need you to heal him. He's very, very sick. And Jesus said, well, all right, when I get down here, we'll take off. Let's go. We'll go to your house and we'll pray for him. And the centurion said, no, Jesus. He goes, I'm a man of authority. That's what he goes, I got many people who serve under me. And I know if I just give the command, that command is followed out. I don't have to go to the front lines. I can pass on the command and the command is followed out. He goes, Jesus, you have that same kind of authority. All you got to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, whoa, man, wow. This is one of those wow moments for Jesus. He's like, wait, stop. Time out. Did you guys just see what this guy did? That's what Jesus said. Time out. Did you see what this guy did? Jesus said, I have never seen such faith as anyone. This man had an understanding of spiritual authority. He had understanding of spiritual authority. He said, Jesus, all you have to do is speak the word, and it must obey. He was submitting to Jesus' authority, and he knew if Jesus, all you had to do was speak the word. See, there's something that happens when we submit ourselves to the authority of God in our life. But the problem is many of us want to live our life on our own authority. We want to be boss. We want to be in control. You want to be a believer, but not a follower. Because followers learn to submit themselves to the authority of God in their life. And it's really a comical story, which leads to a comical story. I love this. I love this story. You guys, now, if you know me, you know that sometimes I see scripture, and scripture just kind of gets funny to me at sometimes, okay? I can't help it. That's just me. I see things funny through a different glass sometimes, okay? And this is one of those stories in the Bible that's really, really funny to me. It's in Acts chapter 19, verse 13. Some Jews who went out around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord. Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, not in who they preach. Remember what they're saying. In the name of who Paul preaches, I command you to come out. It talks about who did it, the seven sons of Sceva and the Jewish chief priest. They were doing this. And it says one day, an evil spirit answered them. You just got a picture of this, okay? Here these guys are trying to cast out evil spirits because they saw the disciples doing it. Well, the disciples can do it. We can do it. But yet they have no spiritual authority in their life because they're not submitting to spiritual authority in their life, okay? They're just trying to, all right, they said, Paul preached it. So what Paul said, that's what they're saying. What Paul said, I command of you as well. And this is what happens. The spirit goes, hey, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? And I don't think it probably said that way. It probably like, I know Jesus. I mean, it was probably like, you know, I know Jesus. But who are you? You know, and these guys are like, whoa, what did we just do here? I love the rest of the story. Look what it says. Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them, overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Okay? teach you to mess with somebody you should be messing with. They're just messing with this dude, thinking they could just... The problem is this, they were not under spiritual authority. Because if they were under spiritual authority, they would have had to obey. But because they said, you know, well, what Paul said, we repeat that too. But they had no spiritual submission in their life. So they were powerless, even though they were saying the same words. They were powerless because there was no spiritual authority in their life. They had not submitted themselves to spiritual authority. They thought they could just recite a thing, man. All of a sudden, you know, the exorcist starts happening, man. Things spinning around. Where are you? But we don't have to be afraid because God has given spiritual authority. When you walk under spiritual authority, you can operate in spiritual authority. Be empowered. You must receive and submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. You must receive and submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to believe. You must submit. You got to receive Jesus. You got to receive the Holy Spirit. And you got to receive spiritual authority in your life. Well, Pastor, if I submit myself to the Holy Spirit, am I going to speak in tongues? Am I going to be crazy? You know, you may. You may speak in tongues. Some of you today, before you leave, will probably speak in tongues. It's all right. We don't have to be afraid of that. Some of you, you may not speak. I remember one time when I was seeking the Holy Spirit young in my life, I had about 50 people just surround me. And man, they were just surrounding me, and they were not going to let me go until I was filled with the Holy Spirit in their eyes, you know. And they freaked me out. They scared me. Because, man, there was like 25 of them. They were just pouring in. Oh, say this! Ah! And I was like, man, Honda, who tied my bow tie? Let me out of here. You know, that's what I was saying. Get me out of this place. I was going to say anything to get out of that circle because, man, they just freaked me out and scared me. And I was like, you know what? I just don't want that. I don't want that because, man, those people are weird. You know, Christians sometimes are the weirdest people, you know? And I was like, all right. But I remember it was after I matured and I began to seek after God in my life, rededicated my life to the Lord. It was in a dorm room that I was praying. I said, God, I know your Holy Spirit's real, and I want to be baptized in your Holy Spirit fresh and anew, and just the gift that comes, came. I began to pray in a new prayer language. And man, God gave me a prayer language. And we don't have to fear it, okay? It'll come to you for those who are seeking it. But you don't worry about it. Don't think no one's going to come to you and it's going to surround you today. And we're not going to push you over and we're not going to make you say anything. It's just all we're asking today. I want some additions to come. All we're asking today is that you learn to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. That's what we're asking. Begin to say, God, I want to receive not only Jesus, but I want to receive the Holy Spirit in my life, and I want to learn what it means to submit myself to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads for a few minutes here. As you bow your heads, and nobody's looking around but me, before we go any further, I want to just ask you here, maybe you're here and say, Pastor, I've never even received Jesus. I've never received Jesus in my heart, or maybe I received Jesus a long time ago, but I haven't lived for Him in a long, long time. Today, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Today, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord. I want to operate in a new way in my life. I want to make sure heaven's my home. If you're here today, I want to embarrass you at all. Nobody's looking but me. But can you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I'm ready to receive Jesus today in my heart. Confess Him as Lord of my life. Can you raise your hand high, I bet you, so I can see it? Thank you. Anybody else today want to join? Thank you. Anybody else want to join these two? Thank you. Anybody else want to join these three today? Say, I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ. If you haven't raised it yet, raise it one more time. If you haven't done it yet, say that's me, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to say this prayer, and I want you to say it after me. Those who raised your hands, repeat this prayer after me. The rest of us Christians are going to say it with you as well. Let's say it together. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins.
Forgive me my sins.
I confess you as Lord of my life. I give you everything I am. Come into my life. I accept you. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. And from this day forward, I will live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, we say, welcome to the family, God. Let's give them a hand clap. I really received that. If you pray that prayer today, this is only the beginning, okay? It's only the start. It's not the ending. It's the beginning of a new journey with Jesus. And before you leave today, go by our information center. We've got a free Bible, some other things to tell you what to do next. Make sure that you find people who can be around you. If you don't have a home church, be here. Get around people who can love and support you and help you in your journey. the rest of us today, I'm going to ask you, if you're here today, to pastor, I'm ready to receive a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life. I want to just submit myself to the Holy Spirit. If that's you, can you just raise your hand and say, pastor, that's me. Today, I want to just pray that God would give me a fresh. If you're raising your hand today, you want a fresh, just a fresh submission of the Holy Spirit in your life. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit fresh in my life. Why don't you come to the front? Just join me in the front today, and we're going to pray with you. And just kind of stand, if you could, shoulder to shoulder as much as you could along the front. To sing this song in just a minute. Let's spread out as much as possible, guys, that way everybody can come in and have plenty of room. We're going to sing this song. It talks about, I give myself away. And that's what we're talking about, submitting to the Holy Spirit. So, God, I'm giving myself to you. I'm giving myself away to you. I'm giving myself away to you. Tom and Debbie are going to come and help me pray this morning. We're going to pray for you today, and we're going to pray. We're just going to simply lay hands on you. Just pray that God just give you a fresh feeling of His Holy Spirit. And today your prayer is, God, I submit myself to you. Fill me fresh and anew. God, I submit myself to you. I want to walk under your authority in my life. I want to walk under your authority in my life. I want to submit myself to the Holy Spirit. Today, if you're ready for that fresh touch, I want you to just raise your hands toward heaven as we sing this song. We're going to come by and just lay hands on you. Just pray that God gives you fresh and anew today.
Give myself away. Give myself away. Today, fill our lives, Lord, fresh and anew. Father, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, fresh and anew. Thank you for your presence that's here today, God. Teach us, God, every day to submit daily to your presence. Submit daily to your spiritual authority in our life, Father. We thank you, Father. Now, one more time, can you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Thank you for what he's doing in your life. Come on. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord today. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are doing a great thing in our life today. As we give our lives to you, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Amen. How many know God's Spirit is here, filling our hearts today, filling our lives today? Listen, it's just the beginning. We're learning to say, God, I'm submitting myself to your authority, spiritual authority in my life. So I can't wait to after the first year to really get into this even deeper and teach you more about the operation of the Holy Spirit. But this starts right here today. What we're doing today is that, God, I'm submitting to your Holy Spirit. I'm submitting to your spiritual authority in my life. And I'm seeking after more of your Holy Spirit in my life. Make it your prayer tomorrow when you're driving to work. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Fill my heart today. Holy Spirit, I submit my will to yours. Listen, I just dare you. I dare you. Go all week and say that prayer every day. Very simple. Holy Spirit, I submit my life to you today. Holy Spirit, come. Fill my heart today. Lead me, guide me. May I be obedient to your direction in my life. It's operating there. He will speak to you. He will guide you. And he will come and begin to do things in your life and do things and you say, you know what, I didn't realize I could do that. I didn't realize I could talk that way. I didn't realize I had those words of wisdom to say to somebody. I didn't realize I had that word of encouragement. I didn't realize I could pray like that. I could worship. I didn't realize I could hear God's voice. I'll tell you, there's something that happens. It's like, you know, it's like Christianity on steroids. It just happens when you allow the Holy Spirit to come and empower your life. It takes you to a whole nother level. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of God today? Amen. Justin's going to come this morning. He's going to close us out in the word of prayer.
God, we want to thank you, God, for what we've witnessed here in this place, God. Lord, we thank you for your word, God, which you want to empower us, God, to do your will, God. We submit, Lord. We lay down our wills, God, our plans, our hopes, and our dreams, God. Lord, we give ourselves away, God. Lord, we empty ourselves out, God, so that you may fill our lives, God. Lord, use us, Lord, to accomplish your will, God, to give you glory, God, before all men, God, to hold you up, God, as a shining light, Lord, so that all men may be drawn to you, God. Lord, we love you, God, and we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would fill our lives, God, Lord, to the brim, God, that we're overflowing, God, to everyone that we meet about the goodness of God and the fullness of your Spirit. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.